Hello friends, our subject is production and operations management, and now we move on to the next chapter. That is the chapter number 2, strategic operations management. In the first chapter, we came to know what is the operations management, what are the various functions, what decisions operations management have to take, and now we will discuss about strategic operations management. Once upon a time, in business, we could experience change, then return to a period of relative stability. Those were old days. Now, after that, the era was in which, as soon as you handle one change, you have to get ready for another change. The changes started occurring more frequently. Nowadays, the matter is so difficult. The changes are occurring like rapid fire, one on top of another. One change, another change, another change. There is no rest, there is no getting ready. In the heart, we are having a lot of tension. In the heat of this chaos, it is very hard for us to maintain perspective. Companies now face increasingly turbulent, increasingly complex, and threatening environments. Getting afraid how to remain in the business for a long time. In the past, we could succeed by focusing virtually all our management efforts on running our day-to-day business as efficiently as possible. Yes, today also we have to do that. Not that we have to not to focus. Although such focusing is still important, adapting the organization to changing the environments has become more mandatory. The ability to modify and implement new strategies quickly by scanning the environment is becoming more and more important. The ultimate purpose of strategic management is to increase the performance of the organization through increased effectiveness, increased efficiency and productivity, and flexibility. Once my boss was telling me that we are running and the road is going back. So we have to run faster and faster just to remain where we are. That was he was telling. Similarly, ultimate purpose of strategic management is to increase performance of the organization through increased effectiveness, increased efficiency, productivity, and increased flexibility. Otherwise, very difficult to remain in the business for a longer time. Strategy, so we have to make the strategy is a way of doing something, formulation of a goal. Where do we go in the coming future, in the next future, and set of action plans to understand the goal, to achieve the goal. Devoting more attention to analyzing environment, finding out what is happening there, and we have to change our strategy accordingly. Formulating strategies that relate directly to environmental changes. Customer is changing. His requirements are changing. Today, he may like your product. Tomorrow, he may not like the same product. His requirements have changed. His choice has changed. Earlier, we could make him happy by a TV which was looking very broad, very big. Today, very sleek TVs have come, LEDs. Now, however good TV or however good tabletop or desktop PC we give to him, he doesn't want it. He wants the sleek iPad. He wants the smartphones. His requirements are changing. We have to formulate the strategies that relate directly to the environmental changes. Process of formulating, implementing and evaluating business strategies to achieve organizational objectives is the strategic management. Set of managerial decisions that determines the long-term performance of the corporation. We have to remain in the business for a long term. What is strategic management? Environmental scanning, strategy formulation, strategy implementation, evaluation and control. All this we have to do. So what are the steps? Step number one is analyze opportunities, analyze threats, analyze constraints in the external environment, monitor and evaluate environmental opportunities, threats and constraints in the light of a corporation's strengths and weaknesses. We have our strengths. Like that, we have a very great know-how. However, we have our some weaknesses also. In the light of these strengths and weaknesses, we have to monitor and evaluate the environmental opportunities and threats. On one side, there are opportunities and threats. On other side, we have strengths and weaknesses. So SWOT. What is SWOT? Strengths and weaknesses, opportunities and threats. Step number two, formulate strategies that match the organization's weaknesses and strengths. Two, opportunities and threats. Corporate level strategy. For example, there is a corporate office in Bangalore. So what do we do in the corporate office? What is the strategy to be adopted in the corporate office? What is the strategy to be adopted in the business unit? For example, there is a business unit at Nasik. What strategies we should adopt in the business unit? And then functional level, for example, engineering, operations, purchasing. In that functional level, what strategy we should adopt? In order to remain in the business for a long time. Corporate level strategy will be market standing, innovation. What is innovation? New ideas, innovative ideas, different ideas which will match the customer requirements, which will create thrill in the mind of the customer. Innovative ideas. Productivity, physical and financial resources. For example, finance is required. How to get the finance? From where? Profitability. That means we create new products, but they must be profitable. Managerial performance, worker performance, worker attitudes, and social responsibility. Internal growth, horizontal integration, merger, diversification. How to make different products, different field, merger with some other organizations. These are the corporate level strategies. Strategic alliance, stability, retrenchment. I may need to reduce the workforce. What is the strategy? So, depending on the environment, I have to formulate the corporate level strategy. What is the business unit level strategy? For example, there is a business unit at Pune. There is a business unit at Nasik. There is a business unit at Jaipur. What strategy we should adopt at business level? That is, increase market share of those products what are being produced there, launch new products there, focus shifting to exports, improve product mix so that the productivity is better, so that in time production, that means due date performance, is better. Focus on replacement market. Functional level strategy means develop new product with better look and feel. Engineering department. Commissioning a new plant. Methods department. Relaunch earlier discontinued product. Increase advertising budget. Tie up with big customers. Step number 3. Implement the strategy. Here there is a cartoon. The boss is telling, let us implement the strategy in next 10 minutes. Is it possible? Strategy formulation and strategy implementation. Strategy formulation in order to be in line with the increasing, improving or changing environments. Increasing customer requirements. Changing customer requirements. Strategy formulation is positioning forces before action and strategy implementation is managing forces during the action. What is strategy formulation is effectiveness. Implementation is efficiency. Strategy formulation is intellectual process. Strategy implementation is an operational process. For strategy formulation, I need good intuition. Left brain, right brain, you know all of. So good intuitions and analytical skills. And here special motivation and leadership skills. In case of strategy formulation, coordination among a few individuals only. Whereas in case of strategy implementation, there is a huge workforce, many persons. So that is the difference. Strategy formulation, strategy implementation. Okay? Then implementing strategies. Once we formulate the strategies, we have to implement the strategies. Altering sales territories. Adding new departments, closing facilities, hiring new employees, changing pricing strategy, developing financial budget, cost control, building new facilities, training new employees, transferring managers, better computer information system to be implemented, changing advertising strategies, formulating new employee benefits. Job rotation. What is job rotation? Changing the places of employees from one department to another and asking them to do a job which was much different than their earlier job. Step number 4, evaluate and control. Because whatever we do, we have to evaluate whether it is going in the right direction or not. And control activities to ensure that organization's objectives are achieved. Because ultimately, objectives have to be achieved. So, the implementation should ensure that organization's objectives are definitely achieved. Establish targets, measure performance vis-a-vis targets, analyze deviations, execute modifications if there are deviations. So, what are the benefits of this strategic management? Identification, prioritization and exploitation of opportunities in the environment. To get an objective view of management problems. To minimize effects of adverse conditions and changes in the environment. Measure decisions to support established objectives. Behaviors of individuals into a total effort. So, corporate objectives, I have said. Operations objectives. Business strategies, operations strategies. Business strategies, business plan, marketing plan, finance plan, production plan. And operation strategies for production plan. So we have to see what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses. Functional areas, operations, marketing, finance, accounting and engineering. And we have to develop the operation strategies. Ultimately, we have to develop the operation strategies. Elements of operation strategy. Positioning the production system. What is positioning? Selecting the type of product design, type of production, processing system. Everything will be coming in the next chapters. It will be explained to you in details. So don't worry if it is going difficult for you now. Everything is going to be discussed in very details afterwards. selecting the type of production design, type of production processing system, type of finished goods inventory policy, how much inventory, how long we should keep, for which we call that inventory dollar days. So all that will come. It will be explained. Focus of factories and service facilities. Important element of operation strategy is a plan for each production facility to be specialized in some way. A factory that focuses on a narrow product mix for a particular market niche will outperform the conventional plant which attempts a broader mission. Nowadays, we must look for a factory which has a narrow product mix. Product service design and development, life cycle of the product, everything will come. Introduction, growth, maturity and decline of a product. When the new product comes, it has this kind of a life cycle. Sales will go up, then it will get matured, and then will start declining over the time. The activities in marketing and engineering and operations functions are intense when new products and services are developed. Yes. And when the products and services move through their later phase of their life, efforts diminish in intensity and shift to redesigning, maintaining market share. All the efforts will go towards maintaining market share somehow and arrest the decline and improving production. Then technology selection and process development. Robots, FMS, that is flexible manufacturing system, automated warehouses, conventional equipments in the warehouses, allocation of resources to strategic alternatives. Most companies have limited resources. Of course, we all know limited resources available for production function. Shortages of resources impact the production function. We know resources are very less. We have to utilize our resources in the principles of management we have learned. Whatever resources we have, we have to utilize it optimally because resources are always short in shortage. So shortages of resources impact the production function. Resources must be allocated in order to maximize the achievement of the operations objectives. Facility planning, capacity, location and layout. Enormous capital investment is required to make production capacity available. Very difficult. The decisions are to be taken about acquisition of land, acquisition of production equipment, specialized production technologies, location of new factories. These decisions have long-lasting effect. To provide desired volume, quality and cost of products is required, and hence we have to take right decisions in right time, and these must be taken. Thank you.